I'm going to try out some different guitars tonight. We love our instruments. Doc is playing a bourgeois guitar tonight. It's a lovely sounding thing, isn't it?
I usually play a Gallagher, folks, but I haven't divorced old Donald. He's a pretty good guitar yet. But I like this one, so I decided I'd give it a run or two.
Now, we fly just like everywhere we go. A lot of places. Obviously, we didn't fly here because I live in Asheville and Doc lives in Deep Gap, so we drove. But I call this my 9/11 guitar because they won't let me carry a regular guitar on the plane anymore. I guess they think I'm going to whack the pilot or something. So they make you check it. And so I have to take a guitar and bind it up with the banjo in a case and put it in a big duffel bag so it looks like golf clubs. And let's see, are we getting anything on this guy? Well, you're not going to get to hear this guitar anyway, it doesn't look like. Let me try it with another DI. This will be the wooden guitar. So anyway, this is what's called, this is a... It's an acoustic electric, you can hear it, but you can see how thin it is, so I can carry it, I can bind it up with that banjo and send it as golf. Clubs.
Oop.
Sorry, guitar. Well, you get to hear that one later, maybe. Lordy.
Yeah, you're a little loud. I think. I believe I can get as loud as you can. Let me fix the wire here, Dave. I know what he's going to play, and I'm going to let him tell you what it is.
Oh, they know what it is, too. It's everybody, because every guitar player here has practiced it a million times, the Deep River Blues.
I remember when I was trying to learn this thing, I'd heard the Delmore Brothers play it, and they played a little tenor guitar and a good old flat top like this one I got here in my arms. And I thought, I wonder if my guitar could be made sound like both of theirs. You know, it wouldn't do it.
I don't know why.
It was 1936 when that record was brought in the house by one of my brothers, and in 39 I began to hear old Mr. Merle Travis play the guitar on the radio, and I thought, now wait just a minute, if I can figure out what he's doing with that big thumb, maybe I can figure out the lead line on the Deep River Blues. The first part I learned, David, was the little vamplet that goes like